What an honor to be here tonight. We're really excited to get to share with you guys. I'm Rob. This is my wife, Haley. We've been married for 23 years, and you're probably thinking, how's that possible? And it's because we're in our 50s, and so that's how it's possible. We are so, I gave it away. I just went ahead and let them know.
It's fine, it's fine.
We are thankful, guys, for Re-Engage and for Watermark. This place has really, really helped us understand what marriage is, and really from a biblical worldview, which is very different than what our culture says. So that basically means Haley and I are constantly in a state of retuning our perspective on marriage to match God's plan.
And it's difficult to do, but the rewards outweigh the effort. And so even in the midst of an imperfect marriage, we really love being married. And tonight we want to share a little bit about our struggles and our growth in our relationship, and we hope you'll be encouraged.
First, I want to tell you how we met. Haley and I were both involved in Young Life when we were in our 20s, and we went to a Young Life retreat. A bunch of leaders were there. We got put in a circle. I immediately noticed this girl, and her name was Haley Cobb. And I was, from that moment, I have liked that girl since that moment. And Haley, from that moment, has liked me 2 years later. Hold on, I messed that up. I liked her immediately. It took her 2 years. But we're here, and that's what's great. So here's the first thing I said, guys. This is a true story, and I'm not exaggerating. I knew her name was Haley Cobb, and the next morning when all the leaders woke up and I happened to be passing her on the sidewalk, I saw her in my nervousness, because I already liked her. It took one. It just happened immediately. I said, hey, Haley, good morning. She said, good morning. I said, hey, if we got married and I took your last name, I'd be Rob Cobb. What? And she did not respond. And I just said, have a good morning. And I kept walking. That's a true story.
So that could have maybe contributed to the delay in me liking him back, but no, the timing just wasn't right for me at that time. But in 2000, the timing was right, and we started dating, and our relationship blossomed, and we soon got engaged, and then we got married in February of 2001. And this 60-second video is a good visual of where we were in our honeymoon phase.
Honeymoon was looking at me. Guys, it was so easy. Okay. We were both followers of Christ and as fully committed to each other as we knew to be in the amazing honeymoon phase. Haley, remind me, how many days was it before it ended?
It ended the first day back.
First day back, okay. First day back from that honeymoon that you saw.
Yes, I woke up early that morning and Rob found me sobbing because I was having an identity crisis of who this new Haley Thomas was. And in his mind, he was misinterpreting that and thinking that I didn't want to be married to him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, early on, I mean, in our first couple months, we got in an argument. And because we got in an argument, I decided, well, I'm going to go see a movie by myself and not tell her where I'm going. And so that's how I handled conflict in the early months. And so one night I did that. I left around 5, didn't get back till 10:30 or 11. She didn't know where I was. And that was awesome of me. Would you agree?
Yes, I thought he had left me. But basically, so Rob and I had a really long way to go in our communication and misunderstanding each other. And I tended to be a people pleaser, and so I would often like stuff all of my feelings and not tell him when I was frustrated or hurt in order to keep the peace. But what happened with that is it would create this bitterness in me, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I would explode on him in anger.
Yes, this is true. But but we soon were given some language and some tools to help us know our conflict tendencies. And if you've been around here long enough, you've probably been encouraged not to be a weenie, W-E-N-I. The acronym proved helpful for us, but sobering as well, since we struggled with all four of them. The W stands for withdrawal, and that's what I did, and I still can struggle with. My default was to go around the problem or conflict and not deal with it if humanly possible. I was hurting Haley big time when I would do this, and really hurting myself too.
And the E stands for escalate, which is what my go-to was, and I still struggle with this today. And I would hold on to things, as I said before, and then I would decide to force the issue without praying about it, without thinking about timing. And if he didn't respond well, then I would just get louder. I felt like I had to yell at him for him to actually hear me. And at times I would get so angry and so worked up, I would start crying out of anger. And then there was one time that I looked at him and I was like, so I guess you're just going to call me a drama queen.
She did it like that. And yep. To which, of course, I said, you are.
Yeah. That's a good response.
I was horrible, guys. This is not good.
And of course, that just made me more angry and more hurt. And so I happened to have a shirt in my hand and I just whipped him with it and ran out the door.
Yeah.
So wasn't a good moment.
Not good. Sadly, honestly, guys, to this day, I'm the reigning champ of making Haley cry. And it's not my favorite trophy that I own.
He's also the reigning champ now of making me laugh. So that's good, too.
That's good.
And just to finish out weenie, the N is negative interpretation, which we both do. And the I is invalidation, which we both also do.
Yes, I can be one to just invalidate what she says. And I just find a reason to say why she shouldn't have thought to say that. These are things that we can do.
Yeah. So it's okay. If it's okay with you, we'd like to kind of demonstrate a meta argument between the two of us that's typical of how we argue.
Mm-hmm. Guys, this is not an actual argument. We're going to stand for this, guys. This is a combination of almost all of our conflict mixed in a blender. Okay, so to set the scene, this conflict is taking place in our closet because 90% of our arguments take place in our closet or our bathroom, and I don't know why that is. Okay, so I'm already in the closet, and Haley enters. Here we go.
I don't like something that you said or did, and so I'd like to talk about it right now because right now is when I want to talk about it.
I'm choosing not to be happy you're doing this and probably should have interest in your perspective, but I think I'll choose to quickly defend my position instead.
Well, hearing you defend yourself, which possibly has some merit, just causes me to double down on what I wanted to communicate. And my interest in your perspective is super low, but my interest in you understanding what I'm trying to say is off the charts high.
Okay. I'm thinking you should stop judging me by my actions and join me as I'm only going to think of what I did in terms of my intentions. And I'm going to round up and say my intentions were fine to good.
Well, I'm going to negatively interpret everything that you just said, and I'm going to hear your words in the worst possible way, and that makes me really angry and even more hurt.
Since I don't love to escalate, I'm going to now have to invalidate this whole thing and basically tell you that we wouldn't have a problem if you chose not to have a problem.
Well, I do like to escalate, and now you're hearing a much louder version of what I've already said. And by the way, I think I'll bring something up from the past because I have a really good memory.
I greatly dislike it when you do that, and I'm literally looking for anything I can say that can possibly wound you and make me feel better. Since I'm not finding much, how about a random unhelpful comparison of your mom?
So now I'm saying things that I don't even mean because I need really, really, really strong words. Ugh, great. Now I'm crying. I hate it when I cry. It makes me feel weak. But it's getting through to you and I don't have to make up things to say anymore.
Since you're crying, I'm realizing I'm probably going to lose this argument. Now it's just a matter of who's going to walk out on who first.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Okay. And that's the scene. So guys, thank you. First of all, thank you. Haley, when we have to force the claps, Haley. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all, that is a fake scene, but very legit in the content of what our very specific arguments are about. Those are the things.
Yes, and I am much louder and much meaner in my comments. I just didn't want to yell in the microphone.
y'all, it can easily take 24 hours or more to recover from something like that, which makes the rest of the day and some of the next day just feel wasted. If conflict happens the night before work or even the morning before work for me, then it's going to affect my whole day. I find that I'm off and I don't function well when we're at odds or we're unreconciled.
And this is kind of what happens to us. It's exhausting, and it can be extremely painful and hurtful. And so this is our default. But because it's our default, it's because we're sinners. And we are naturally self-protective, self-caring, and self-focused.
And so add to that, we are often impatient and unforgiving. We're exaggerators. We're minimizers of each other. And at times, we're just plain manipulative and mean to one another. And based on our experience and what we see in the world, we're pretty convinced of this. Any marriage between any two people can be very difficult and hard. It doesn't matter who it is. Which begs the question, is the opposite true? Can any or almost any marriage between two people be good and meaningful?
For us, believing that God's word is true and his plan for our marriage is better than our plan has yielded a joy-filled and meaningful marriage. So Colossians 3, 12 through 15 speaks to the heart of our marriage, and it says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful."
It's one of my favorite passages, and it's both brought comfort and conviction, especially the forgiveness part, something that doesn't come naturally and can be just incredibly hard. But we're convinced that a great marriage is a union of two great servants and forgivers.
Yes. And unfortunately, we are naturally inclined to protect ourselves. And rather than forgiving and loving one another, in a way that would glorify the Lord, we are listening to the deceiver who's whispering in our ear that we have a right to our feelings. We are entitled to what we want. We are justified. And we also know that our flesh or sin, we want in our flesh and sin, we want satisfaction. We want justice. And we think we're right. And that one's wrong, right?
Right. Right. But when we yield to the Spirit, we're given the power and the strength and restrain from what we would naturally do. We can more easily love and see each other as Christ loves and sees us.
So we've been given a new perspective, a new life-giving guideline, and new language to use. And we fall short every day of loving each other well. But as we lean towards each other and we fight, and I mean fight, we have to fight for oneness, right? Our love has grown to be a greater depth and joy than we could ever imagine. And our conflicts are now fewer and shorter lived.
Yeah, so listen here. So let me give you some examples of when it goes well for us. For me, so I've learned to engage with Haley. Like, I like to make things good between us as fast as possible, but sometimes that can be me trying to avoid the conflict. And I've learned to not work around conflict, but through it. Withdrawing is never going to be helpful. It doesn't make peace. It fakes it.
Yes, and I've learned that timing matters. And we've set some parameters around when we're going to have these harder conversations. And this helps us both be in a better place to hear each other. And I don't feel like I have to get loud or yell at him for him to hear me. Plus, escalating never really helped anyway. And we also try to always assume the best of each other, not the worst. And so this is the opposite of negative interpretation. So we're now in humility, and it takes a lot of humility, choosing to positively interpret the other person. So I'm just going to say that one more time. We are choosing in humility to positively interpret the other person.
Yeah, and here's a sentence that changes everything for us. When we're in conflict or she says something, for me to respond with, "I can see how you would feel that way." Ultimately, this phrase validates the other person. It doesn't invalidate them. And that will instantly soften their heart toward you. It's hard to say because it requires we actually try to understand where the other person is coming from, which takes humility. So the I in weenie in validation becomes validation.
And we've also learned and are still learning to draw the circle around ourselves. So meaning regardless of what the other person is doing, we can submit to the Lord and try to see our part and change the course of the conflict. Whether my part is 10% or 90% of the conflict, I'm looking at my part.
Yeah, and let me say, there have been times when things are just heading south in our communication. I'm like, this is not going to go well. But then Haley will grab the steering wheel and just yank us back on the road. And she'll show patience. She'll tell me she understands what I'm saying. Or she'll even tell me that I'm making a good point to a degree. And this kills the conflict almost instantly.
And that's obviously the Holy Spirit working in me to do that, because I wouldn't do it on my own. But I also can say the same thing about Rob, and I know what it feels like when he stops being defensive and stops trying to defend himself and tries to love me in an understanding way, as the Bible calls him to do. And it changes things, and it instantly softens my heart. It makes me feel loved, and it makes me feel safe.
Yeah, and that is where joy and laughter live. This is where connection and intimacy live.
And when you're both looking out for your own needs, you're both going to lose. But when you're looking out for the other's needs, then that creates peace and it creates unity.
And so, guys, these are things that we continue to learn. We continue to not be anywhere close to perfect with this. But, man, these principles are so helpful for us. And we hope this encouraged you in some ways just to be reminded of some of these things. We actually want to end with this video. This is a video our company made, my company that does videos, we made over 10 years ago. It's called Leave a Legacy. And it's talking about family dynamics. But in the video, it literally says so many of the verses that are needed for a healthy marriage. And so we want to end with this video. Daily, be prepared, prepare your heart, and that's how you leave a legacy, is you take God's mercy. God's mercies are new every morning for you. Every single morning, his mercies are new. And so you accept those mercies, and you allow God to do a work in your heart. And it's only through that you can be who you need to be for your spouse. And it's not your strength. You don't have the strength to do it. It's you yielding to and abiding in Christ's strength in your heart, okay? And so we just wanted to encourage you tonight, and we would love to pray for you. Haley, why don't we stand together? I'm taller than her, if you didn't know, based on the stools. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much just for this night, that we could be reminded, God, of the work that you do in our marriages. We could not do this without you, Lord. Would you help us to abide in you, to use your strength, not our own? Would you help us to know what it means to forgive? Would you help us to know what it means to show patience and to consider someone more significant than ourself? Lord, those things don't come natural to my flesh. Would you help us, Lord? We love you, and we thank you for tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you all.